Welcome everyone to the Immigrant's Journey podcast. I am your host, Carmenetta, and today we have with us the delightful Jean. And I forgot to ask you how, Jean, I forgot to see. So in English it's Jean, but in German it's Jean.
Jean, yeah.
And how do you pronounce your surname?
Englert.
Englert. Ah, yes. Very lovely. She is a hardworking and passionate 20-year-old second-year global business student, originally from Germany. And she loves being around people, getting to know them. And she is very involved with societies at DCU, including Enactus, which we're going to talk about our little ventures here. And she also works as a student ambassador to keep learning new skills. She's passionate about saving the environment and has a big interest in sustainability and wants to promote a bigger awareness of climate change and what we can do to stop it. And she also wants to encourage people to believe and trust in themselves and their capabilities, which is a wonderful message, Jean.
Yes, thanks.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about where you were born and what was it like growing up there?
So I was born in a small town in southern Germany, about 80,000 people. It's right on the border to Switzerland, so it's close to the Alps, and it's also right on a lake. So I grew up swimming and hiking, and it was actually lovely. Like I consider myself very lucky because I had an amazing childhood and loads of friends at school, and I think it wasn't anything too exciting, but it was a small town, just very chilled, very laid back.
So what made you want to go from a lovely, idyllic small town to Dublin, Ireland?
Well, I think I've always kind of had that interest to travel. Both my parents have traveled quite a bit, and they started traveling with me and my sister when we were very young. And I just kind of developed this great passion for exploring new places and kind of immersing myself in different cultures. So a kind of tourism where you don't just visit a place, but you actually get to know it. And when it came to the decision where I want to go to college, I was like, right, I want to leave my country. I want to try something else. I want to experience a different culture. And then I found a program at a university where you could spend half your time in Dublin. And I was like, whoa, Dublin sounds cool. And I applied. It was more of an impulse decision. And I ended up getting accepted. And then I came here.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
What has been the most difficult thing that you've had to overcome in terms of adapting to life in Dublin?
I think for me, moving to Dublin also meant moving away from home, moving out, living on my own for the first time. So that was a challenge in its own. And then also starting college, it was just like a completely new chapter. Having to meet new people. But I think with Dublin made it quite easy for me to adapt and to build my own life here, because the culture isn't too different to Germany. The language is different, but that wasn't really a barrier. So it was more so getting to know people. But again, being in college, you kind of meet new people on a daily basis, especially if you get involved. So it was actually like the whole process of integrating here was actually fairly easy and quick as well, I feel like.
That's fantastic. A lot of people have difficulty at first making friends. Was that easy because of like societies?
I'd say so. I think, as I said, in college, you just meet people from like the first day. And also with the course I'm studying, it was 10 German students coming over to Dublin together. So before my first day, I actually already had like 10 friends. And then I got involved with different societies. My course also is relatively small, so that's where you just meet people, and I think that that is very easy. And also I got involved with loads of societies, more than I ended up attending.
Everyone does that.
But I met a few people here and there and kept in touch with them and kind of expanded my network like that. And I think college is a very easy starting point if you want to integrate somewhere.
Absolutely. Why global business? out of all the things you could have chosen?
That is a very good question, because growing up, I always thought I would end up doing something creative. I wanted to be a movie director for the longest time. And I never, ever thought about business back in school. Like, I did an art major for my high school, like in Ireland, you would call it a leaving cert. We call it Abitur in Germany. I did arts because I wanted to do something creative. And then I took a gap year after school, and I realized, you know, maybe that whole business thing isn't that like boring after all. And I also kind of just I had no clue what I wanted to do. So I thought, you know, a degree that just keeps a lot of doors open is a good starting point. And I think global business is exactly that. You get to know how a business is run, and you just get to know a lot about like intercultural communication and that stuff. So I think it kind of just started because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And that seemed like a fairly general option.
Yeah, I mean, part of figuring things out is figuring out what you do like, what you don't like, and you just gotta try stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, that's okay. You can get a degree in something else.
I know. I'm still not convinced that I'll finish this degree. I still have my doubts sometimes, but at the moment, it's working.
That's excellent. Do you feel like you've had to let go of certain aspects of your culture to adapt to life in Ireland? And are there aspects of your culture that you miss that you just can't get here?
I think, as I said earlier, like the culture here isn't too different. And also because I have a lot of German friends that I spend a lot of time with.
Taste the home.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's not a lot I had to let go. I think it's mainly food that I miss. Obviously my family, but also like I love like certain parts of German, certain meals and certain foods. I miss that. But
are there any good German restaurants in Dublin? Because there's a question for me, because I actually don't know.
I actually don't know.
Because when I used to live in Chicago, there was a couple that were really nice. Their bratwurst was like top notch, really good stuff. But no, in Dublin, I haven't found any yet.
I actually never looked, because from my experience, German restaurants abroad are usually not
proper.
Just not the same. Like, I visited a lot of German restaurants when I was in America, and I was just always disappointed. So I guess I never really looked, and I just kind of cook for myself most of the time anyway, because I don't have that much money to spend.
Student budget.
Yep. But I wouldn't know, actually. Yeah.
Maybe that's something to look out for before you leave.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you tell me about a time in your life when your plans didn't go your way? How did you recover from that?
So I think I'm quite lucky to say that there was never really a lot of big challenges I had to overcome so far in my life, where my plans usually always worked out. But I think over the past like half year or year, I had to find my first work placement internship. And I always said, like last summer, I always said, oh, I'm going to go to Vietnam, because for some reason I traveled there a few years ago and I was fascinated by it. And I told everyone, like, I'm going to go to Vietnam. And I actually kind of had something lined up with the company. But then that ended up not working out, and I was very disappointed because it kind of was like a big dream for me to go far away, go to Asia. And then I was like, right, if that doesn't work, I'll go maybe to Scandinavia. And I applied for loads and loads of positions, and no company ever got back to me. And then kind of the deadline approached, and I was like, sure, I'll just apply in Germany. And I was very disappointed in that at first, because I had those big dreams of going abroad, going far away again. And then none of that worked out. And I was disappointed at first. But then I guess I just kind of realized, like, sometimes, you know, life's supposed to go another direction, and that's okay. And I'm very, very excited about the internship that I'm about to do in 5 weeks' time.
Tell me about that.
Right, so I'm going to a company called DCI, Digital Career Institute. They're a small startup in Berlin.
Cool.
And they offer, web development and online marketing classes, and they were founded to offer these courses to refugees. They now also have a lot of other people taking those classes, You know, you were mentioning an act just earlier, like exactly. At the moment we're working on a project with refugees together, and I realized that's something I'm quite passionate about. So I'm excited to keep doing that, but in an actual business.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And just impacting people and helping people.
Yeah. That is so cool. You're going to have to come back and do a remote podcast with us and give us your update 6 months from now and see how you get
along. Yeah, maybe.
That'd be really cool. What is the best business or life advice you've ever gotten?
I think it's actually an advice that I got a few times in the past couple of months, because at DCU you have loads of talks about entrepreneurship and that kind of stuff, and just people are willing to help. Like, even people who are like CEOs of huge companies, yeah. If you are honest and like legit and you just contact them and you're friendly and interested, they're willing to share their expertise, and, you know, they made their way up and not, you know, probably with the help of others. And a lot of people will be willing to give that back.
Yeah.
And that's something that kind of helped me lose the fear of contacting people. Like, I was so scared of doing like cold calling. I was like, no, I can't do that. They don't want to talk to me. And after like hearing a lot of entrepreneurs actually talk about like, if people approach me, I want to help. I was like, you know, you just have to be friendly and nice. And yeah, there is the support out there. You just have to ask for it.
Absolutely. I think the worst reply you'll get is, I'm really sorry, but I'm busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst that can happen. But the best that can happen is
they'll have time for you.
Yeah.
Like, even for our project in Enactus, we've gotten Mike Kelly, who's the CEO of Sarim.org, and it's like his whole thing is to help refugees start their own businesses. And he's going to come here, give a few workshops, and it's just like...
I'm so excited.
It is really exciting. It's so amazing how easy it is to actually get a hold of people.
Yeah.
Because like, having grown up in Chicago, which is like a really big, massive city, it's just a completely different vibe. But because Ireland is relatively small compared to other places in Europe and Dublin as well, it's a tight-knit community, the whole little entrepreneurial space. So it's nice. You can get a lot done.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like, especially... in Ireland, I feel like people are... I'm not sure if that's like true on a completely general basis, but from my experience, Irish business people are a bit more laid back. Like, in Germany, it's always kind of very uptight. Whereas here, you know, you can just have a great conversation with someone because everyone's like really open and friendly. So I think that made it very easy to... get in touch with people.
Yeah, there's a lack of formality here that I've seen in the UK as well, because I worked in London for a while, also having had worked in Chicago. Yeah, there's a lack of formality here, which is nice.
Which is nice, yeah.
It's more personable.
Definitely, definitely.
So I enjoyed that aspect of it. Oh yeah, when you're trying to achieve something and you hit a roadblock, how do you deal with it?
I think like back in the day, I would always get really frustrated and upset and sad, but there was a point where I just realized like it doesn't help to worry about it. You know, if there is an obstacle or if something goes wrong, it doesn't help if you're like, oh, but why? And it should have gone this way. And, you know, it doesn't help you move forward. So just accepting like, okay, that didn't go as planned. Let's move on. Let's not worry about it. Also, let's not worry about possible fails in the future. You know, you don't know if you're going to fail or not. So just kind of always to be open. I think that helped me, and just accept like sometimes life doesn't go your way, and then that's fine. You just move on and
absolutely
find another way, do a little detour and
try to learn from it.
Yeah.
See where you need to recalibrate.
Definitely.
How do you deal with disappointment, either personal or professional?
I think I try to talk to people, maybe talk to people who have experienced a similar disappointment or similar pain or grief or anything like that, because they would be the ones to kind of tell you what they did. I think it's never good to just keep it to yourself. I always try and share, get it out there, because once you say what's wrong, or once you like articulate your disappointment, it doesn't seem that bad anymore. So just, yeah, talk about it. Talk with people who can help. And distract yourself from it, maybe. You know, with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good advice. What has been your greatest achievement since moving abroad?
Well, I haven't, like, really achieved anything on, like, a big scale, but maybe just my personal experience of building my own life away from home. Like, not starting to build my own life, maybe I have to frame it that way. Like, making completely new friends, getting involved with different societies, different jobs, and, like, at the moment, I really feel like I have a spot here at the university. I have loads of people that know me. I walk across campus and people smile at me. People wave at me. Like, I'm very connected. And I'm, like, happy with everything I'm doing. And just the fact that I was able to kind of build that from scratch in a way, I think that's probably my personal biggest achievement.
Yeah, I think that's such a good idea. That's an error that I made, like, my first 3 years in university.
Really?
I had such good intentions of getting involved in societies,
yeah,
but I didn't really know what to make of the course material. And because I'm working as well, I'm always kind of like, oh, I don't want to let my grades suffer because I'm doing all this extracurricular stuff. No, I should have done the extracurricular stuff. My grade is what it is. But it's exactly like you said, that feeling of connection, like you're building networks and you feel like you're coming to a place that you belong and you're learning stuff. And it's a great feeling when you're part of things.
That's so true. Yeah.
So I definitely missed that my first 3 years, but I learned my lessons late rather than never.
Well, at least you know it now.
Exactly. Is there anything that you know now that you wish you knew when you first moved here for college?
Like, the first thing popping into my head is just to treasure home a bit more. I think as I said earlier, I grew up in a lovely small little town, amazing family, amazing friends. And I was starting to take that for granted. And then when I moved away, I was like, whoa, this is actually really special. And it's kind of sad that it took me leaving to realize it. Like, I think a part of me always knew, but when you're so far away, you don't just know it, you feel it a bit more. So I wish, you know, growing up, I would have been more aware of what I really had, or, I mean, still have.
Yes.
It's just further away. And also, like, just we were talking a lot about, like, how to deal with disappointment. I think what kind of would have been good to know, like, if someone had told me, like, what I know now, like, if things don't work out, that's fine, just move on. And that's something I had to kind of learn the hard way. So I think, yeah. But I think then some, like, you kind of have to go through that experience yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if someone just tells you, like, oh, it's going to be fine, you're like,
I don't believe
you. Going to be fine. Yeah, I don't believe you. You have to go through it.
To see that it really is okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what's the dream once you finish university? Where do you see yourself? Oh, that was a stupid HR question.
So my exact 5-year plan, I don't know. I think I don't really have any plans. Like, I'm not sure. Do I want to do a master's? Do I want to maybe take another gap year, do some traveling? I don't know. One dream I've had for a long time is I want to buy a bus and just get a job where I can work remotely and just travel the world, hopefully with my boyfriend, if we make it through college.
Yeah.
In the long distance relationship. Like, that's kind of something I'm dreaming of, you know. Whenever I'm disappointed, I'm like, right, think of something nice. I think of us traveling the world in our van with remote jobs doing whatever.
That sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah.
The amount of things that you could see would be amazing.
Yeah.
Do it before I have kids. So my final question is, do you have any advice for people wanting to travel abroad to study?
Just do it. I think for me, I found out that I'm moving to Dublin like 6 weeks before moving. That was very short, and I had to find accommodation in that time. And I was like, whoa, I won't be able, like, this is so stressful. Am I going to meet people? Am I going to enjoy my home? Will I be able to live on my own. Like, there were so many doubts in my head, but because of the short time frame, I just had to, and that was good. Like, I didn't have time to worry about it that much. I just jumped in and I did it, and it turned out to be amazing. So I think just kind of, even though you have maybe fear, do it, try it. You can always go back. You know, if you hate what you're doing or you don't like the country, you can always go back and do something else. But it's definitely worth trying. And you will get involved with societies, meet people. It's actually way easier than you think.
That is fantastic advice, Jean.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and share your favorite episodes and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Until the next journey, ciao.